Okay, so you just had the release party for your album. I think it was yesterday. So how are you recovering from that?
Oh, it's exhausting, but it's a good exhaustion. We had an amazing turnout, and it's just great to finally do an album that's featuring just me. I was in a group called One World for a lot of years. Well, we still play together, and I did three albums with them, but it was, you know, I wrote the music, but it was the group. Now I'm just have the jazz trio. It was a big dream of mine for so many years. And it was just so gratifying to play that last night. It was just an amazing night.
How important do you think jazz music is in America?
Oh, God, it's of extreme importance. I think it's America's music. And it has so many facets to it, from the blues to Latin jazz to the bebop and the old swing, and there's elements of ragtime in it. It's just really America's music. I can't stress that enough, how important it is, how I feel about it.
When do you think you got bit by the jazz bug? Like, when was that moment?
You know, I've been in like an open sponge, if you will, for music since I was a tiny boy. I always responded to it. And when the radio, when I was a kid, featured so many different styles all in a row. You know, you hear the Latin, the Mambo of Pres Prado. You might hear Vince Guaraldi, your instrumental. So I was just turned on by it at an early age. The jazz proper, where I thought I wanted to start playing it, happened in my late teens. And I started on the guitar and transferred what I knew to the piano. And then when I was in college, I was heavily, heavily into jazz, John Coltrane and Miles Davis, Chick Corea. So it really hit me as far as wanting to play it in my late teens and into my early college years.
If you could kind of grab somebody in a record store that sees Thoughts Revealed and kind of sell it to them, somebody that's like got it in their hand and they don't know if they're going to bring it home or not, how do you think that you would convince them to take it home, that it would be, you know, the jazz record for them?
I would say that the songs are very personal songs to me, and they represent all of the influences I've had over the years, and it's a very melodic album. And what's important are the themes, the melodies of the music, not so much the improvisation. Obviously, the improvisation is there, but I believe the improvisation is secondary to the compositions. And it's not your usual, we play the jazz melody, and everybody gets to turn the solo, and then you play the melody again, and then we're finished. I always try to develop the piece and make it more interesting. That's how I would sell it, I believe.
Okay, can you just take us through the creative process of the Me You Created? I mean, it's such a beautiful song. It's like one of those songs where you haven't seen somebody in a long time and you want them to come over. You got some wine chilling in the background. It's just this beautiful song. I mean, how did it come about? How did you write it?
Thank you. You know, it's so amazing. I honestly was at a friend's house, and there was a grand piano there, and I just sat down and I just started playing it. I mean, it just sounds unbelievable. I just started to play it. It came out, and I had a digital recorder with me, a tiny one, the pocket recorder,
mm-hmm.
and I recorded what I was playing because I didn't want to forget it, and I listen to it now, and it's exactly the way I played the first time. It's just, that's what it is. So there was no process, you know, it just came out. Even the bridge, I worked out a little bit later, the middle part, just kind of honed it in, and did a little bit of editing with it, but the bridge was there too. It was all there, you know. It's one of those once in a lifetime pieces. It's just really incredible.
So, what was it like to work with Rafa Sardin? I mean, he's got this laundry list of amazing artists he's worked with. How did you think he affected this album?
Well, his effect is it's really. Trying to think the best words to put it. Well, first of all, we're very, very close friends. And it's that friendship, I think, that comes across in the recording, because he's painstaking with it. He's so careful with wanting to capture the vision, my vision. So he's listed as co-producer. And a perfect example is with the Mew Created. That has a different sound, I think, than the rest of the album, in the fact that he was mixing it, and I was upstairs in the lounge just kind of crashing because we had been at it a long time. So I came down. He says, I want you to listen to this. He says, I took this somewhere else. So when I listened to the Mew Created, I really honestly started crying because it just sounded exactly like it in my head when I first imagined it, you know. And his what he brings is a thoughtfulness. I believe we're just so alike in how we feel about music, and it comes out in how he engineers and how he helps to produce the music. And he also is a musician himself.
So what do you think the future holds for you in this album? Like, where do you want this album to take your career? I mean, you've already done a ton of things in music, so, I mean, what do you think is next because of this album?
I'm hoping to establish myself, you know, with this album, you know, make a footprint, you know, with my jazz music, to raise awareness with the album and to, with my writing, hopefully to expand the awareness of my writing as far as instrumental music. Hoping to branch into film with this music and hopefully get some film assignments with it too. But I'm mostly, you know, I just wanted to get my music out there. I mean, when you have songs like this in your head, it's so frustrating when they're just there. You want them to be somewhere else, you know, out on the airwaves, you know? Yeah, I just want to raise awareness as to what I'm doing in jazz and hopefully to start a career as a jazz artist, you know, and be respected for that.